You're watching My Thoughts on Adelante with Arlene.
Welcome or welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Arlene. Today, I have a segment that I want to do entitled My Thoughts here on Adelante with Arlene. I want to propose a question to you in which I too have been asking myself in different seasons of my life. The question is, if I ask you, who are you? What reply would you give?
Let's get started.
How we see ourselves can vary from time to time, from season to season. This is true of all of us, no matter what age we are. Do you know that, as I'm saying, in different seasons, stages in our lives, we will answer that question differently? That's right, different seasons produce a different answer. See, when I was younger, I identified myself more with what I aspire to do or what I did. For one, I'm a singer. Or when I became a professional singer, I'm a professional singer. We tend to identify with what we do as a really quick response. Yes, I understand we may say my name is, but most of the time, I recall as I was younger, I would say and reply more as what I was doing for a job, for a career, or something I really like to do. I'm an artist, rather than what I am learning through the years is my true identity. I will share that with you. So when I ask you this question, maybe you answered differently than I did in my younger years. Maybe you answered in the manner I did, and some at an older season in their lives might still be saying. You see, we are accustomed to having titles. For one, I am a wife. I am a daughter. Some people can be mothers. I'm not a mother. I am an aunt. I am this. I am that. These are titles. They do describe some of the things that we are, but I'm learning more and more every day that what I do or what title we have is not who we really are. You see, when I was young, I was brought up around music. That's okay. That's great. From my dad. So from very young, I'd pick up melodies very quickly. And as I grew older, I said I was going to become a professional singer. I did. That's all good. But I want to tell you, you know how they say we put our eggs in one basket, that's not good. That's an old saying. It's very true. It isn't good. You see, because when I hit what I call a bottom in my life, and what I mean by that is, as my career was moving forward and at a fast pace, and I was getting radio play and traveling and all the above, I can tell you that there was a time in the later 90s, mid 90s, where radio started changing their programming and the type of music in which I had been a part of and succeeding at a different level was no longer going to be played on one of the top stations in New York City because their direction was changing. Being that I wasn't really equipped the right people that can push forward or continue to encourage me or the means of succeeding in a different genre of music in which I could have because I had the capability and still do of singing more than one type of genre of music. Therefore, I found myself at a stop with my moving forward with the music. I struggled because I only identified myself as a professional singer. For goodness sakes, what would I do now? What would I do? Yet, being a creative person, because I was still a younger woman in my late 20s at that point, I struggled with identity. You see, we sometimes put on our identity with things that are outside of ourselves. Clothing, for one, and fashion. When you're a creative people or a young person, you're experimenting with let's say your style with your image, that happens on a normal basis. If you are a creative person or a person in the entertainment business, it's heightened even more. And therefore, what you wear starts somehow becoming identified with who you are. When in reality, either I was wearing the clothes or the clothes were wearing me. And the clothes started wearing me. Now, this is not something you visually saw, but it's something I discovered as time went on. And the Lord was stripping me off of some things to make me realize that my identity did not consist of a lot of the things in which we, in our human nature, may believe that it should be. For one, I am woman. Yes, but my womanhood cannot limit me from all the things that I possibly can do that God has created me to do, nor you. My place of birth, okay, that's part of my ethnicity, yes. But to say I am this ethnicity or belong to this race will limit me from being in community per se. The differences are great, but they still are not my identity. They are my ethnicity. My physical characteristics will change and are changing. In my 20s, I looked different. In my 30s, I looked different. In my 40s, I looked different. In my 50s, I looked different. December, I will be 60. Now, there's no filters here. This is all goodness of God. I can tell you that as a woman, I can look at the mirror and say, who am I? Because each season of my life, there's an evolving, a change. The laugh lines are a little more profound. The little line here on my forehead, yeah, I'm pointing it out, is a little bit more defined. The chin may not be as tight as it used to be. And then I, like many of us, being male or female, may say, who am I? Who am I? I'll get to that. Different seasons will ask of us to embrace these changes and not to consider the old or anything outside of ourselves as being our identity. Some of us have been very hurt and some very damaged by others in our lives. Growing up, I was brought around a very dysfunctional environment. By saying this, I mean my father was an alcoholic and verbally abusive to myself, to my mother, and to my sister. Each one of us processed this abuse in a different manner, and it affected us in a different manner. While all along the abuse was the same, the processing was different. I was told I was going to amount to nothing. I was critiqued harshly in my life. As a result, many of us have these voices in our head that are telling us these words which were told to us in the past. I'm here to tell you that through therapy and my coming to the Lord, I discovered that I am not whom I thought I was. Although some of the characteristics of our parents, be it good or bad, may rub off on us and may definitely make an impression on us, I am here to tell you that your past and those things cannot define you. God has made you and I to be unique. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the bottom line is that it wasn't until I came to the Lord and started understanding a day at a time, it's going to be about 31, 32 years now, a day at a time through therapy at different seasons of my life, I discovered a little more and more whom I was at that moment and whom I needed to aspire to be more like by not putting myself to look in the mirror and only see those things in the past because they could not define me. While I don't sing professionally anymore, I am still able to sing. Am I considered a professional singer? Yes. When you work and you get paid for something you do, you are a professional at it. And I am a professional singer by trade. But it is not who I am as a human being. It's a part of me and a creative part who God made me to be. Many of you right now may be susceptible to the influences of all that you're bombarded with on social media. When my growing up, I didn't have that. What I had as an image bearer before I came to Christ was still fashion, what was on TV, what was in magazines, what was in newspapers, what was being advertised. While many of us now, it would be all around the gram, the Facebook, the TikTok, whatever it might be, that we're bombarded with ads or with fashion concepts and ideas that someone else created. And let me tell you, there's nothing that is new that wasn't already existed before. It is just revamped in some way. But I can tell you, when the 90s clothes come back, the 90s clothes, a lot of those I already wore. The only thing is they might mix it with an old and a new season. My word to you, other than a lot more that I'm about to say, is this. Just because you are no longer seeing what you used to see in the mirror that made you feel a certain way as if, though, this is me, doesn't mean that the real you and the you that God wants you to be and the purposes of your life are not still existent. You see, we don't only have one purpose in life. We, as long as we're on this earth, have a day-to-day interaction with others, changes. I mean, I am a person that never liked change. I like order. I like scheduling. I am very rigid, very disciplined. I was like that as a singer as well. But I've learned that I have to be a little less rigid because life happens. And being that I am in the Lord now, I am more able to identify when the Holy Spirit, the Lord, is closing a door or pulling me towards a different direction. What am I saying again? Your identity will always be your identity, and God knows your purposes of life. So the only way to discover these purposes of life is by tuning in to the Lord and knowing who He says you are. Once you look in that mirror and you can identify your worth, as the Lord says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of His eye, and so much more. You're loved. He loves us even when we didn't love Him. When all this happens, you are better equipped to be able to press forward, to seguir adelante in this new season in your life. We will all continue, as long as we're on this earth, to have new seasons and discover changes. The changes that happen outside of us and around us cannot define us, nor can they make us who we are. When I wasn't performing anymore, I was still Arlene, and I still am. When I no longer was in this job I was at before, I had to be open to learn a new job because that job was not the job to identify with at all, because that's going to be life-changing, but it's not what I had to do for the rest of my life. I admire those who have lived a very seasoned life that might be 70s, 80s, and up. I admire them because they have a wellspring of experience, mistakes they've made, but great wisdom that they can also share with us on what they have learned, especially those that are in the Lord, I can tell you, because when they weren't in the Lord, they're processing things and they're viewing things were quite different. When we identify with the things outside ourselves, people, places, things, our jobs, an image that we have created for ourselves that is false, what happens when the rug is pulled from under us? What happens when so many things try to squish and stop whom you are really created to be? Well, you can get into a really dark place. Think that self-acceptance is important and being open to the Lord and knowing who He says you are is important and putting less focus on what the latest shoes, styles, color, even the color of homes inside, how you decorate. Look, I know a lot about interior decorating naturally. I'm creative. I also binge watch these shows. It's just the creativity part of me that can really set a home according to the personality or characteristics or likeness of what the person may like in their home. I, for one, am not into trends. My personality has always liked a little old and a little new. So I'm pretty eclectic. I've been this way since I could remember of long ago. That is just the way I am. And I've come to accept that that is an extension of my creativity. But it isn't who I am. It is what I like. In life, times things will happen. Changes will happen. Don't allow yourself to be so caught out there that you believe you've lost your identity. Sometimes we wrap our identity around, again, the titles, being a mom, being a dad. And then all of a sudden there's that empty nest and, you know, a lot of lack of self-care. For me, since I haven't had children, didn't have children, instead, I felt a loss of identity when I got married. Because when I got married, it was no longer one person making decisions, but it had to be two. And technically speaking, there was a lot of things that I couldn't sign for or do unless it would have been done by me and my husband. That annoyed me because some things that had to do with finances and we did not have joint accounts, I didn't understand why I had to do that. But because of taxes and because the two become one, there was a need for me to understand that I am a wife. He is a husband. I am still who I am. He is still who he is. But I had to learn that there will still be changes. It didn't make me less of who I am. It just shows that I had evolved into another season of my life where I had to make adjustments, not on who Arlene is, but how Arlene thought about these wonderful changes that were before me. Those changes that were not there to harm me or him, but to help us both be able to build and create together. I encourage you to start understanding this if you are single right now, whether you're younger or older. Do not let, if you were married before, your past mistakes or whichever way it went, to stop you from enjoying another season in your life, whether to be single till the day you go out to heaven, or whether you marry again, leaving all the rest of the baggage behind. Because who you are should never be lost in the person you love, in motherhood, in your job. Who you are is who God created you to be, individually, with your own fingerprint, your DNA, with your DNA. Special to God and before God. When we identify too much with those things outside ourselves, we do not leave room for our lives to heal in areas that we all need healing. There is no one perfect person on this earth, no matter what we think. Really, there isn't even good according to the word of God. If we do not take a hold of this identifying more with who God says we are, we're going to continue to get wrapped up in what everybody says we should be or everybody says we are. Our culture is more interested in discovering their individual identity, that they cannot see themselves for who God had really created them to be. Trying to see a glimpse of themselves in social media influencers, in the media. Everybody is searching for somebody to tell them who they are, who they belong to, and how to relate to this world. Our natural tendency is to search for identity, again, I say, in external things. But the Bible says that all men and women are created in God's image. Humankind was created to reflect some of God's attributes. You can look for your identity anywhere, but as followers of Christ Jesus, we are to find our identity in him. If you are not walking with him, I assure you that there's such a peace that comes in your life when you start seeking, not seeking the world, not seeking the church in the sense to tell you, seeking the Lord, his word through prayer, meditation. I can't explain it any better to you, but to tell you to have a relationship with him. How? Speak to him, confess that you want to know him, and I assure you, he will make himself known to you. Pursuing a career can make us feel good. Yeah. And we're given a title for purposes of getting paid, Mm-hmm. And to fit in the umbrella of whatever the job is. Yeah. But it's not who you are. Because when you leave your job, you still have to function in other capacities, right? In other titles. And even those are not who you are. Both teens and adults still struggle to know who they are. I believe when we put our minds so much in this, especially in the time of day as today, it can cause us to become very mind confused, doubtful, depressed, sad, and lead us to compare ourselves to others and to assume that we know the successes of others as being the greatest thing in their lives, assuming that we know people that we're watching on social media and that what they perceive to be true, and then we find out that it wasn't, that they struggled themselves as well. If we disregard the important truths that we're loved, that we're chosen, that we're redeemed, and we're forgiven by God, and that He created us and our identity, then we will suffer greatly. But when our default responses to important questions of identity focuses more on us and then on God, we will settle for answers that mimic the world's self-focused approach. So if we respond to these questions, who am I? And focus so much on identity more than we focus on God, then we will mimic our self-focused approach and answer to that question. You see, God is unchanging. He is reliable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are not reliable. We are constantly here and there. And we definitely don't always love the way we should. If you find your identity in God, you will never be let down. I will let you down. People will let you down. We all will let each other down, unfortunately. You see, but God has proven to me and to many of us from time to time that He is trustworthy. Thinking that we can find our identity in things outside ourselves is dangerous. Again, I say, because in life we will have different seasons, different decades. The way I thought when I was 20 is not the way I think now that I'm going to be 60. It is not. The struggle becomes real because as I look again in the mirror, I have to understand that I am going to age and that aging I must do gracefully. This is not about age, but again, it's about what I perceive and see in the mirror. Instead, we need to see ourselves as beautiful because God created us in our mother's womb. The things that we did, the things that others did to us cannot define us. Christians and non-Christians have asked the same question. Where are they? For centuries. What is my identity? Who am I? What is my purposes? S, purposes. What are my purposes? Sounds weird. Because you know your purpose continues to be ever changing and growing as you go from season to season. My purpose right now is not to sing on a stage. My purpose right now in this season has been to speak to you and to try to share transparently truths of what I've learned and discovered in my journey as to encourage you. Our identity impacts who we are. How we see ourselves is how we'll be. And what we believe
will influence us to determine what our identity is.
And while our culture is experiencing a crisis of identity, we know that God in the scripture has defined us and defines who we are. So how do you define your identity in Christ if you're not in Christ? Well, it starts with understanding who He is, what He says about Himself, and what He says about you and me. Your identity, again, cannot be defined by anything else, unless you let it. But it can be defined by God, who has made you and I in His image. How do you see yourself in this world? Food for thought. Does your given identity just consist of your gender, focusing so much on gender, place of birth, race, physical characteristics? From a biblical perspective, all people, again, are created in God's image. Unbelievers and estranged people from God and those that are not even connected to God. See, God is a source of life. Christians are new creatures being completed in Christ, as you can be too, a day at a time. God created every person, it says in Genesis 1:27 in his image. He made us humans already as distinct from every other created being. So today I ask you again, who are you? Who do you say you are? Who have others say you are? If they're based on everything I just spoke about, people, places, things outside of yourselves, I tell you, you will struggle greatly. Things will change. The rug will be pulled from under you. It is life. How you perceive yourself is lined up with how God sees you will enable you to overcome all things a day at a time. It will strengthen you. It will help you grow. It will give you the tools. God will give you the tools. Jesus, by the power of his Holy Spirit, will give you the tools to be able to maneuver, to walk through the new journeys, through the new seasons in your lives, show that each and every time there's changes and ever-evolving things and things you were hoping you can forever hold on to, instead of falling into despair, and instead of getting confused and doubting who you are or looking for other things to put your identity as outside of yourself, or look for somebody else to give it to you. You know what's going to happen? That leads to depression, despair, sadness, confusion. But when you focus on God and you've already seen and know who he says you are, no matter what the seasons are, no matter where you look in that mirror, no matter what happens, you will know who you are and who you were made to be and what your purposes in life are. I pray today that if you haven't given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would. Why? Because we all struggle with identity. The only power and the only one that has ever shined any light in my life and in billions of others in this world and out of, is Christ Jesus. It is such a simple thing when it comes to giving your heart to the Lord. It isn't what I perceived it to be. Now, the journey, the struggle is there. Life is life and such is life. I'm not going to tell you that struggles are not going to be there. But I'm going to tell you that with Christ Jesus, this journey becomes easier. These seasons become easier. You learn so much about him, about who he is and who you are to be and who you are. You are loved. You are not the bad things that happen to you. You are not the bad things that rubbed off on you from your parents. You are not, because they rubbed some good stuff on me too. Not only bad, but you're not. You're not defined. Your identity does not come from these things or people or places, titles. Stay encouraged and know that in all these years that I've been in the Lord, I'm telling you the truth. God is the truth. He is the way. Don't listen to what others say to you, Christians are like this and Christians are like that. We're not all the same. That bad stuff that you hear about Christians and bad behavior that some Christians have, that's because we're human and some of us regress to bad behavior. We, you know, not everybody, you know, has a conscience. Not everybody, what can I tell you? But not all of us are like that. I love the Lord. But the Lord has taught me to love you and to love others with the love of Christ, to be able to tell you, the Bible says the simple word, it's in English, but that's not the original language. Taste, see that the Lord is good. Open your heart and say, I invite you into my heart. You know what I said? There's a God up there, show yourself to me. And he did, little by little, things started happening, and I had these encounters with other people, and the conversation about God would pop up, and different kinds of things started happening, signs that, and I knew that God was pulling at the heartstrings of my heart. wasn't a man or a woman. It was God that was pulling me towards him. And one day when I was fairly new in the Lord, I looked in the mirror. I was used to wearing, you know, sexy clothing and certain kind of recording artist kind of looks when I went out. And I was living in Chicago and I was so new. I was probably like a year in the Lord, you know, just learning and reading, and I had no church. And one day I came home, looked in the mirror, and something in my heart said to really look deep, because what was on the outside was no longer what was happening on the inside. That outside was covering what I was wearing, who I really was on the inside to be. And I started modifying the clothing little by little, because I wanted to, well, it just came natural after that, to naturally represent who I was in the inside. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray anything I said blesses you today. Please share my videos and don't forget to give a thumbs up. It's important for the algorithms. Please leave a comment, because I'd love to hear from you. As I say at the end of every video and every podcast,
sigue adelante.
Please check out the links below, as I have podcasts on all major platforms. If you don't want to see the videos, you can hear the audio version. Until next time.
Subscribe to Adelante with Arlene. And share my videos and inspire someone else.
Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene.